This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've often remarked, throughout life, one common challenge is finding the right words to say. And I do love finding examples of situations where someone knew exactly what to say or what to do. One of my friends from law school provided me with one of my favorite examples with his elegant and practical solution to a familiar situation. Now, many of our fellow law students wanted to clerk. That is, they wanted to serve as a clerk to a judge or justice after graduation. The process for applying for these one-year clerkships was long and arduous, and one big problem for the students was that it was hard to get good information about a lot of judges in a reasonable amount of time. For this reason, our law school kept a binder in its career services office. If you graduated and held a clerkship, you were invited to send a letter back to be included in the binder to give helpful information to the students who might be applying after you. So my friend, and even after all these years, I won't say his name because I don't want him to get into trouble. My friend was asked to send a letter, but he'd had a terrible experience with his position. The judge was an awful boss and a nasty person. So what should my friend do? He could send an honest letter, but that would have very serious reputational risks. He could send a letter with false praise, but that would be dishonest. He could send no letter, but that would mean not warning future students. So what did you write? I asked him. He told me. I wrote, "I encourage anyone considering applying for a clerkship with Judge John Doe to contact me at this number." Brilliant. Short and simple. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.